Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jordi, Messi, Jordi, el Santo Messi!
Messi Uncle, Breaking Major League en la Ciudad del Sol. Here in Miami, we know who's el campeón. Leo, my team, yeah. Suárez on the field, always wedding day team. Con mis fechas un win, the trio Fabi singing muchachos. Las familias se escuchan los barrios. Esta camiseta pinky la llevan todos los guachos. Los rookies quedan sin comentarios. Messi ambetea, tiki-taki gol. El estadio Chase bañado en gloria y sudor. Aquí se ama y se respeta el balón. Florida es tu casa, acostúmbrate al calor. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a special, my voice is cracking, special live post-match Inter-Miami Messi & Co. episode where Messi is back. We're going to say that right now. Like, Messi is back, scored a goal. Man, we have an exciting episode ahead of us. I'm Ashley here, as always, with my co-hosts Gian and Matt. Thank you for joining us for a late post-game over at past 10 o'clock here at Eastern Time. Messi is back, boys. Messi is back. What are we thinking? How are we feeling? We'll let people join, but how are we feeling?
Is anyone worried? I don't know. I wasn't worried. Was anybody worried? No.
No, not at all.
Hey, look, other than the penalty, that was a pretty, uneventful game until the end with Messi coming in and scoring a really nice goal. I was already warming up some rice and chili, getting ready, and then I'm like, I just hear goal, and like, dude, and it was nice. But it's good to see the captain back on the pitch. Like, I was really, as dangerous as that field looked, it was still good to see him on there.
I tweeted and breathe.
Yeah, no. Basically, like, that's good. He's good. He's healthy. He didn't get injured, so. That's all
we can ask for. I was super surprised the fact that he came on. I mean, but like I said last time, or in our like preview midweek show, that I knew for a fact he was gonna play, but in under the conditions that like the or just like how the game was going about, I'm like, oh, maybe we're not gonna see Messi play. But no, we saw him play for a good amount too, about 40-ish minutes, and he was running. He was looking good. It didn't seem like he was injured or anything was bothering him, and then he ended up scoring in the end. So, and the king of Kingston has made his way in Jamaica.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting game because, you know, we first saw that Messi was on the bench, and I feel like for me, I was like, okay, I do think he's gonna play. He traveled, he trained. If they brought him all this way, like, the plan is to play him. To start to get his minutes back. But then I saw the conditions of the field, and look, shout out to Jamaica and Kingston for showing out. It was a great atmosphere, great crowd, great energy. But it had rained all day, and you know, the field, I guess maybe understandably, wasn't in great condition. I don't think they, you know, it's not like, it's not Cavaliers home field. It's not the field that they use that often. So it wasn't ready. We saw David Ruiz get injured, pull a hamstring early in the first half. it could have been pitch related. It could maybe not be pitch related, but regardless, you know, we were feeling all a little worried. We had gotten the penalty. Luis Suarez scored the goal, and I was like, okay. Although I really wanted it, like, I don't think Messi's coming on. They're up 3-0 in aggregate. The field isn't good. Da, da, da. But even I was thinking, damn, that's another game he missed. It's a different it's a tough opportunity with these optics. And then he came in. He came in the game in the 53rd minute, I believe, to all of our surprise. And we could all kind of give our thoughts. You know, Quasar is saying that Messi looked a little tired and rusty. I have to be honest. I thought he looked really good, actually. I thought from the minute he was on, he was making a lot of sprints for that whole match. A lot of sprints, creating a lot of chances. He looked normal to me. And you know, that puts a smile on my face. Last kick of the game, he scores a goal. Jamaica's happy. Inter Miami's happy. Messi and co is happy. Whew, that's one thing to check off. Feeling the same?
Yeah, I mean, they did what they had to do. That's what they were. They went in there just to take care of business. They didn't have to do anything that stood out. They didn't have to go overboard. I think that they went in, obviously, with a really good result, 0-2, or rather 2-0, going in there. And it ended up being quite a similar game that the one that we had at Chase Stadium, where it was really just possession controlled by Inter Miami and Cavalier just trying to counterattack. But in this case, for some reason, they looked a little they looked not as good playing at home than they did away, maybe due to the field conditions like we were talking about, but they just didn't have the amount, I think, of dangerous chances that they did in that first leg. They had a few, and I use dangerous chances very loosely because there was not much going on, I think, for their side. And at the end of the day, I think that Inter Miami knew what they were dealing with. They saw the pitch conditions. They know they have a game coming up on this weekend. They know that the series it was pretty much over with. I think that they just wanted to take care of themselves. They wanted to play good enough to win, good enough to get the result, and try to make sure that they were ready for next game. And that's what they did. Quite unfortunate for Ruiz. Nice to see Messi come in and score a goal. I don't think personally that he looked either way of the on either extreme. I don't think he played poorly, and I don't think he played the best we've ever seen him, and that's fine because he's coming in after missing three games, after coming into a field and a result that was already finished. So to see him score, that was really good, and I liked it. I enjoyed it, and Suarez, great penalty kicker. What else could you wish for? We're going back pretty much healthy, other than Ruiz, which hopefully he gets he comes back really quick.
Yeah, bouncing off of what you said, to be honest, it sucked that Ruiz went down because you just never want an injury, especially with all the games that we're going to have to be playing this year. And so hopefully it looked like he pulled his hamstring. Looks like it'll be gone for a while, but hopefully he can recover pretty quickly. But I mean, and yeah, and in regards with Messi, people, I mean, I did see a couple of people say that he wasn't really looking the best. And I honestly didn't really notice anything that really made me look like, oh, wow, like Messi's not really looking like 100%. I mean, like, he missed three games. He's got to get loose. He's got to get warm again. And honestly, like, he did what he had to do. And at the end of the day, he ended up scoring. So it's like, did he really look that rough? Like, did he really look that bad?
But did anybody look their best in this game? I don't think anybody really looked their best. I don't think that's what this was about. I think that everybody knew what they were trying to do. And I think at the top of everybody's mind was, I want to make sure I leave this game healthy. And they did that. Nobody stood out. Nobody had a really poor game. This was just a very like lackluster game, I think. And it's weird to say a 2-0 game is lackluster, but it was very like
I think after a few minutes, yeah, maybe saying Messi was not as sharp as usual. I agree in terms of like technical, like some passes, some of the runs, some of the things he was. Opportunities weren't his normal 1,000,000% best player in the world. But I was just so happy from a physical standpoint because I thought physically he looked good as normal. You know, the sprints, the runs, the maneuverability looked good. And I was just, yeah, wow, happy about that. We thought, you know, when we had our episode yesterday, obviously a lot of opinion, a lot of back and forth, a lot of unknowns, right? Like we did not know what was going to happen. And, you know, if Inter Miami maybe understandably did not put Messi in the second half of the game because of pitch conditions, because of aggregate, I think we would have all understood. but it would have kept that alarm bell ringing, right? Because we still had, would have not seen him play yet. And while those were very good reasons, same could be said for Sunday against Charlotte, down 10 men, good reason. All of these things could be true, but the longer it went with Messi not playing, the more questions would be asked. But a lot of questions answered, which is that he played a very strong 40 minutes plus. He looked good. He's getting back in the swing. You imagine that he's going to be working his way back to full fitness. Obviously, we'll play in Argentina. But, you know, now the next question is he going to play in Atlanta on the turf?
Question. I mean, I think we went through that so many times last season. And when he got here, is he going to play on turf? Is he going to play on turf? And he said he grew up playing on turf. He said that he wasn't afraid of playing on turf. He did play on turf a few times. So I think
that was in the playoffs, and that was not 5 days before Argentina versus Brazil and Uruguay. I'm just saying.
What you're saying is correct. There's always context to everything, right? And as you said, I think he was injured. Regardless of what they say, I think he was injured these last three games. And what you said, he's got Argentina coming up. Does he just came back from injury? Is he going to want to risk it? I don't know. I really don't. But as you guys said, and you were trying to convince me last time when I was going kind of, you know, I need him to play. It's early on in the season. I go back and forth on these things just because I think it's an ever-changing situation, right? Like the games are different. Schedules are different. So I can feel a certain way one moment, and the next day I kind of come back.
But at the end of the day, we want to see him play as much as possible.
That's what's important.
But like literally, there's only been what, three games of the MLS regular season, and now we've played a couple of CONCACAF champions. So it's like we're barely a month in. So we're barely like a month into the season. So we have plenty of time to see Messi play throughout the season. So as long as he doesn't get re-injured again.
Look, here, as a soccer fan, a football fan, obviously, I want Messi to play for Inter Miami as many games as he can. I think he needs to do it, as I've made very clear last episode, which if you go through the YouTube comments, I got drilled on him, which is completely fine. And I actually had to defend you on one match. So when you get a chance, go read through it and you see I got that. But
no one me, of course. Everyone loves what I have to say.
But so being a soccer fan and a football fan, man, like, okay, I want him to play for Inter Miami, but if that's what it takes, him not playing for him to be ready to play against Uruguay and Brazil, like I am all for it.
I honestly think today, like, we'll wait and see because we just really never know, and you know, we'll see what the context looks like for Atlanta. But I think in Messi's head and even in Inter Miami's head, you know, he was going to always play the second half of this match. Just to be able to reset expectations, to get him back on, you know, back playing, get some minutes on him, knowing, you know, he is going to go to Argentina and there's no way like he wasn't going to go and there's no way he wasn't going to play in those games. And so everyone had to make sure they figured out how they wanted to proceed, right? And so I think unless it was like 5-0 in the first half and like three ACL injuries, like I think he was coming in the second half, no matter what the situation was. I'm just happy him, Ian Frey, especially I was just watching Ian Frey, honestly, for the last 15 minutes. And I'm like, why hasn't he been subbed out?
They were going hard on him at times.
He had a hell of a match, really. Yeah. He did. And so he.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Deserves a lot of credit. Everyone does. Let's go back to the segment that I started as of yesterday, which is success versus struggle, rating player in match performance. Who wants to go first? If no one knows yet, I can go first, but you tell me.
Go ahead. It's your segment.
Yeah.
I mean, player ratings isn't like, you know, the most novel invention, but I'll take credit. Yeah, so my success player is Tadeo Allende. Again, you know, he didn't get the goal this time, but he got the penalty and created the goal for Luis Suarez, played the whole 90 minutes at a very strong level, continuing to show, I think, why, you know, hell of a signing, better than any of us thought so far. And, you know, obviously I don't think he's going to keep that goal scoring form for all 10 months. You know, that'd be really, really impressive. But so far, done exactly what's been asked of him, if not overachieving, drew the penalty. Another great match for him.
I'm struggling, no pun intended, to name my struggling player because I named him last time as my player that struggled, and it's going to
matter. We'll start with your success. Start with your success then.
Look, all right, success.
I'll say him for struggle. So you say your success.
So my success is going to be Messi because he successfully played without getting injured. He got back into rhythm. He scored a goal at the end. And I think that overall, where it was, again, not the most captivating game, I think he pulled through for the fans. And that's what's important. Yeah. Every time the camera panned over to the fans, they were having a blast. They were smiling. Man, it must be fun in Jamaica because those guys were...
Like, it looks fun.
Yeah, it was Argentina jerseys everywhere, into Miami jerseys, and Messi brought the show at the end, right before the game ended, and it just makes me happy that the people that, you know, have never seen him in their country were able to get a nice surprise, a game with a cherry on top like that. So for that, I'm saying Messi was my success story, and then struggle. I don't care. I'll do it. It was Kremaski. Kremaski, for me, again, is still struggling to find his form before injury and when he looked his best last season. I think that he's a guy that's very promising, a guy that's very talented, a guy that's still very young. So I don't want to be too harsh on him. He's still got a lot of learning to do. Obviously, being played in a position he's not used to, but other than the positioning, there are actually things that he should be doing no matter what position he's in that I think he's struggling where he wasn't struggling before. And that main thing is passing. I think he's having a really tough time passing the ball when he's hesitant. He's very hesitant. That's the word. He's unsure what to do with the ball. And I texted this in our group chat. There was one play where Messi was making a run into space and Kremaski either had the option to put in the pass with his left or the tres dedos or with the outside part of his right foot. That would have been beautiful. And Messi maybe would have had a scoring chance, and he didn't do it. He actually ended up passing, I forgot to who, on the left side, and it really killed the momentum, killed the play. So I think that if he can kind of get his confidence back, maybe we can see the Kremaski that we really came to enjoy watching play and wanting to be on this team.
I'll bounce off of that because I think we can all agree that he was the struggling player that struggled the most on the pitch today. And it's just at the end of the day, it just comes down to that as the confidence. I honestly didn't realize how much this mental portion of his game is affecting everything else in his game, if that makes sense. So it's like you said, Gian was texting in our group chat while the game was happening, and it's like, damn, like this guy's really lacking confidence, and he's getting nervous and he's like second guessing everything, and it's really, really affecting him, which really sucks because like I said in the last episode, I really like Kremaski, and like what everything Gian said, he's young, he has a promising talent, he plays for the U.S. men's national team, so we know he is capable of great things. And he's currently in the slump right now, which hopefully we can see him, you know, fight out of it and come out on top pretty soon, because like you said, outside of the positioning thing, he should be doing things you know, like just better. Like he's capable of doing a lot better than what he's able to do now. Yeah. So hopefully he's able to fight out of this slump. For my success, I'll be different, and I'm gonna go with, I just really liked Maxi Falcón. And maybe it's because we just haven't seen a lot of Maxi so far, but just so far from what we've seen from Maxi, like everything has just been great. Like his aggressiveness, his passion, his intellect, it's just all at a really high level. And it's not something that we have been used to in the past. And just seeing him is like a real breath of fresh air. And honestly, like, I just feel so confident having Maxi Falcón in that back line. And I don't know if Cavalier is the team to kind of like compare it to, right, where they weren't really that threatening offensively. But I think regardless, having somebody like Maxi Falcón in our back line is something that we could really, really be confident in and look forward to for the rest of the season. So, and he just makes us look good back there, and it makes us very safe. So I'm going to go with Maxi.
There was one play where he, like, I think it was towards the end of the game where a ball was put into the area and then he whiffed on it or something happened. And the commentators were like, oh, there was an error or there's Maxi. He made a mistake. And before they even finished saying it, he had already covered it, like, gotten the ball out. Crazy. Like, it was so good. He's really good. And it's awesome that, like, you can actually you actually have confidence in this defense where you didn't play it last season. And he's a huge part of it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Definitely our biggest signing, probably, or a really, really good signing for Mascherano. So I'm very happy to see what else he can do or what more he can do for the season.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to mention him next, like, Maxi Falcón, absolutely outstanding performance. I think, you know, success could also be for the whole entire Inter Miami defense, that back line. Yeah. Ian Frey, excellent game. Noah Allen, another excellent, excellent game. You know, if it's me and I'm having my best four in the back right now, I think it's Ian Frey, Maxi, Noah Allen, and Alba. I think it's what we saw today. I think that is your best back line, even if Chelo's healthy, even if Aviles is, you know, healthy and available. Lujan too, you know, there could be some rotation, but man, I think that's your best four, and Maxi Falcón has been excellent. I think all of the signings so far, I mean, you know, the top three Inter Miami signings could be, you know, you would say it's Falcón, it's Segovia, and it's Allende, and they have all been outstanding to start this Inter Miami season. So yeah, deserves a lot of success all around.
And there was no cards. I don't know if you got we got no cards.
There was no cards. You're right. It felt weird.
And that's with Aviles in the game. We had zero cards. So I think that was really, really good. That's something that we've been struggling with. So I thought that was good. I feel like we're getting a lot out of a game that not much happened, but
at halftime I was gonna be like, man, guys, we just want to do the stream. Like, I think it's gonna be kind of a nothing burger game. I mean,
Messi comes on. Honestly, play this.
Yeah.
Inter Miami, 19 shots, 6 shots on target.
Yeah.
66 possession. I mean, just a really dominant.
We were all over them. Like, we were all over them. They couldn't handle it. They were a really young team too. I mean, like, we have to give. I want to give some credit to Cavalier. Like, their oldest player, I think, is like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And I think that's their goalkeeper. Yeah. And, like, super, I think, young. A winger. I'm like, damn, like, they're super, super young. And they very rarely probably play in front of 35,000 people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, just credit to them for doing the best that they could and trying to get somewhat of a result. But
yeah, I think maybe moving to that stadium maybe helped them financially. But
sure.
it probably maybe affected their game. I
got them nervous. Like, yeah. I wouldn't blame them if they were super nervous.
Yeah, they looked a lot better here at Chase Stadium. I really thought when we left that game, I was like, okay, they actually, this could have been a 2-1. This could have been a 2-2. Like, they came in there with a plan. They stuck to it and they did well. But this just wasn't the same game. This was a completely different looking Cavalier team. Thankfully for us, because we didn't have to overexert ourselves. So at the end of the day, we made it to the quarterfinals, and that's awesome. Like, we got knocked out last time in the quarterfinals. So I think that this time, deeper team, better team, healthier team, I think we definitely have a bigger shot of making it. And Rayados got knocked out.
Yeah.
By Vancouver. So that they're the ones that knocked us out. In quarterfinals, and that was huge. That was a Mexican juggernaut from Liga MX. So, and who are we playing now?
LAFC.
LAFC.
Okay, which will be difficult, but it will be, I think we're in a much better position this year than we were last year. Unbeaten in the league, unbeaten in Champions Cup, so that's now eight matches in a row, right? Unbeaten. So the team is really showing out, and obviously the story is Messi is back. The story is Inter Miami advance. Outside of that, this may not be the longest post-game live stream we've ever had, because I don't know if there's that many other things to talk about. I think it was just a step in the right direction. Mascherano continuing to make good plays. I will say, if Messi had gotten hurt during that 30 minutes he played, 35 minutes he played, there would have been hell to pay for Inter Miami and Mascherano, because everyone would have been like, why the hell did he play? But what it could have, should have, we'll never know, because he played, he scored, he played well. Working his way back, everyone ends it on a good note. Only positive things to say, right? Positive vibes only. That's where we're at right now.
That's what we're here for.
You got the result. Pretty healthy Messi. We're going to quarterfinals. We're going up against an LA team that could be difficult, but still I think that we're in a good position. So, I'm happy. I'm happy with where we're at right now in the season. And Mascherano has done really good. It surprised me, and I'm really happy with them. So,
agreed. I think that's all we have to say. In the comments, let us know who was your successful player of the match. Who was your struggle player? Are you? I'm sure you're happy to see Messi back. Do you think he's going to play Sunday? Lots of questions. What are your thoughts on this team? How far do we think Inter Miami can go? It'll be a very exciting. I keep saying this every episode, but it's true. It's an exciting season. Every game, every day is exciting as an Inter Miami fan and as a Messi fan. So as always, make sure you are following us on X at Messi & Co, where we're breaking down the latest news. Sorry, I passed my bedtime. The latest news, team announcements, live stream commentary of the game, injuries, best performances, all that stuff. So make sure you're following us at Messi & Co. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at 5 Reasons Football, so you know when we put out new episodes and when we go live like we did just now. Thank you so much for joining. I'm Ashley. That is Gian. That is Matt. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.